Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a fabulous Easter. I hope you're detoxing from maybe some junk you ate over the weekend. You have a new day of life and a new opportunity to make good choices, live well, make yourself proud. Ooh, it is our month of proud in Big Life. Yes, this is our month. 30 ways in 30 days to make yourself proud, living in a way that you can be proud of. And I love it. If you're hearing that, you're like, yeah, I need to learn how to be proud of myself again. I would love to welcome you into Big Life Mentoring this month. I have spots available right now. You are not too late. And guess what? You haven't missed anything. Our first live mentoring session of our Proud series is happening tonight. So you can join us, biglifementoring.com. You can join us with a live mentoring session tonight, or if Monday nights don't work for you, don't worry. I record it and the recording's available. I text the recording out to you the next day. So yeah, jump in. Come on. Why not, sister? Let's do this. biglifementoring.com. But I'm pretty excited what I have to share with you today. I have a rockin' Monday morning devotional for you to get the day started right. Yes, are you ready to receive this day as the gift that it is and get going with it? Well, the title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is The Great Unfolding. Ooh, that's good, huh? That's like deep. The Great Unfolding. Are you waiting for the details? Then you will get started. Waiting for assurance that it's all going to work out perfectly before you dive in? Well, let me tell you what I've noticed about our Almighty God. He loves the unfolding. His power is best displayed in the midst of uncertainty. As you're waiting on Him to assure you of the plan, He's waiting on you to trust His plan enough to show up without all the details. Yesterday morning, my husband and I went to an Easter sunrise service on the beach. And y'all, if you have never experienced church on the beach at sunrise, you absolutely must add it to your lifetime bucket list. We currently live in the Florida Keys, and my favorite island is Isla Mirada. A local church was holding the service on a little sandy spot in Isla Mirada, and so we showed up in the darkness before dawn, and we watched the team get all set up. Speakers were positioned, and microphones were plugged in, and chairs were aligned. And soon, the chairs began to fill with local islanders and vacationing families alike. A young man with a guitar steps up to the microphone. Just as the sky was beginning to show glorious colors of the coming dawn, and he begins to sing. And nothing. His lips were moving, but we could hear nothing. Tech guys come running to the front and scramble to fix the issue. They check every plug-in, every cord, every connection. The sky is getting lighter and lighter, and there was no stopping the sunrise. You could feel the discomfort in the crowd. This wasn't going as planned. But I sat in my chair knowing something. Knowing God was right there in the middle of it all, knowing that He had the absolute power to make that microphone work in an instant if He wanted to. And I immediately just thought of Jesus teaching a crowd of 5,000 without a microphone, and they heard Him. So God's got this. The seasoned pastor stepped forward and made the motion to just go with it. And the young man with the guitar yelled as loudly as he could, "Can y'all hear me?" And then he began singing, and the crowd sang louder to carry the song. Suddenly, the microphone began working, and the rest of the service went off without a hitch. And to me, it was just perfect. It was perfect to see God making it work after his people decided to just do what they could with a broken microphone and bad acoustics. I have a feeling if we would have delayed service until everything was perfect, we would still be sitting on that beach delayed by technical difficulties. You see, God's not interested in perfection. He is here for our participation in the unfolding. Did you get that? Let me say it again because I think it's pretty powerful. God is not interested in perfection. He's here for our participation in the unfolding. Where have you been waiting for all the details to come together before you get started? But God is only asking for your first step of obedience into the unfolding. You have no idea what could work that currently isn't working if you would only get started. The microphone wasn't working. They started singing anyway. And the timing was better than anything we could have possibly planned. Just as we're singing, "Oh, how he loves us," the sun breaks above the cloud bank with glorious hot pink rays of light. And you could hear every soul on that beach respond in awe, like, "Whoa." The rough start made for an even better reveal. Maybe you're having a rough start. Maybe things aren't working for you. Maybe what you thought would work isn't working, and now you're discouraged and you're ready to call it quits. May I just encourage you to stand right here and dare to see what will unfold. May I encourage you to be so bold to start anyway. God has an unfolding waiting for you, but it will require you to get started before you ever know how it's going to work out. God told Noah to build an ark. In Genesis chapter 6, we read of God giving Noah very specific instructions for a boat that would be 7 stories high and the length of a 1.5 football fields. This project took 120 years to complete. Now, imagine Noah building a boat for what is now far longer than our entire lifetime, all during a drought. There was no rain. In fact, some experts believe the earth had never even seen rain before this, only watering through streams running, but never falling from the sky. But Noah trusted God enough to get started before it made sense. Genesis 6, verse 22. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. If Noah would have waited until it started raining to get to work, it would have been too late. His entire family would have been lost. All living creatures would have died. But God knew he could trust Noah to show up and get started before it was all revealed. God knew he could trust Noah in the unfolding. Can God trust you in the unfolding? Does he know you will show up and do what you can do, even when what you can do doesn't seem like a lot? Does he know that you will be faithful with little right now, and therefore he can bless you with much in the future? Or are you here trying to make sense of it all, delaying your progress, perfecting your plan? And honestly, what you're doing is you're wasting precious time on this limited journey. God doesn't need you to stall. He needs you to start singing. He'll take care of the microphone at just the perfect time. He doesn't need you to figure it all out. He needs you to be busy doing what he last instructed you to do and trust when it's time to do something different, he will reveal the new plan. We can get caught up in this endless cycle of searching for greener pastures in life. Jobs we would enjoy more, houses we would be happier in, husbands that would be a better match, and we abandon what God told us to be doing. We grow impatient because change isn't coming when we want change to come, and so we bail thinking the next thing will somehow make us happier and make things better. This is a process, honey. Noah was building that ark for 120 years in a drought. And after the ark was built, he gathered two of every kind of creature onto the boat. And it still wasn't raining. 7 days later, it began raining. That is faith. That is persistence. That is what God is looking for. Start singing before the mic works. Start showing up for work with a good attitude before the work situation gets better. Start cleaning that house before it's remodeled. Start investing in that marriage before you're sure it can be saved. What will God do in response to your obedience? Oh, girl, I don't know. But I trust in the end you won't be disappointed. I trust one day when you look back, you'll see God's greater plan was well worth it. I've learned to just go totally unsure, to show up uncertain, to get started when my voice is shaking and my heart is racing and I can't see 5 feet in front of me. And I've learned this is where the good stuff happens. I'm now excited when microphones don't work, when the power goes out or the rain begins to fall, because my mind just immediately goes to, I wonder what God is doing here. I wonder how God is going to show up here for you. I wonder what he has planned that you cannot see. Show up for the unfolding, my sister. Take the first step and trust that he will guide you into the one after that. God may make this whole thing work out just the way you thought, and it'll be great. Or he may not, and it will simply be a different great. Make friends with a different great. It is our rigidness that keeps us from experiencing the unfolding of God's better plan. You just think you'll be happier when things are different. And you will be, temporarily. But the new wears off everything, and that new job will become an old job you dread going to. The new house will become the old house you just wish would sell already. And the new and exciting relationship will lose its shine, and all you're left with is habits that annoy the daylights out of you by a totally imperfect person you promised to love forever. Choose to be happy right here. Choose to be faithful right now. Choose to be busy doing what God last told you to do and do it the best you can with a good attitude. He has you here for a reason. You're in the middle of the unfolding. Take the next step, knowing God will either make it work out to be great or he will bring a different great. Either way, your participation is required. So what are you waiting on? You're waiting on something to change or get fixed or be certain. And I'm pretty sure God's just saying, hey, just get started. As imperfect as it is, as uncertain as it is, if you'll just get started, just like the boy with the guitar yesterday who started singing when the mic wasn't working, God took care of the details, and He always does. What He needs is for you and I to quit delaying and just get started. Will you? Will you keep going? Will you participate? Because that's what God needs from you. Your participation, not your perfection. Your participation. May I pray with you today? I'd really love that. Join me now. Come on, let's pray. Hey God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us a new day of life today. Thank you, God, for this fresh new start, for the gift of getting to be alive today. We receive it as the gift that it is, and we thank you for it. God, would you help us to see where we've been dragging our feet, where we've been delaying, where we're wanting all the details before we just show up and do what we need to do? Would you reveal that to us? Would you give us courage today to just take the next step, to just go and trust that you're going to work all this out? Lord, show us where we need to be faithful today. Show us where we need to be persistent today. Show us where our participation has been lacking. And then, God, I pray that we would just be so bold to get in there and participate when things are less than perfect. It's okay. God, I trust you that you're either going to make this work out great or you're going to bring a different great. And we thank you either way, God. You are amazing and you're awesome. And I thank you for inviting us into this world where we get to participate in some really awesome things with you. Lord, I am grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this today, and I pray that your Spirit is just moving and speaking and convicting and encouraging each one of us in the way that only it can. Lord, just have your way with these words and work as only you can, Lord. I lift up every family represented here to you, God. They're coming to you with real needs, Lord, real needs today. Some big ones and some little ones and everything in between. And I just pray, God, that you would just meet their needs for them today, Lord, that you would provide for them. And I ask for your protection over our families. Thank you so much for the opportunity to live today. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. It is such an honor to get to be part of your daily routine. Like, seriously, thank you for inviting me into your life. I am blown away by this opportunity. Thank you. Can we do it again tomorrow? Awesome. I'll be here. I'm excited to see what God has to say. Have a beautiful day. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.